The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. The lowly sea slug puts up a good defense when attacked by a lobster, and many times it wins. When attacked, slugs squirt an inky cloud into the face of their attacker. While this behavior is old hat to scientists, it wasn't until recently that they knew just how the ink did the trick. This is not exactly pen ink. A variety of chemicals make up the defensive secretion, creating a multi-pronged attack. The ink targets the predator's nervous system and messes with the creature's behavioral control systems as well. Yet there's a lure, too. The ink packs a few chemicals that the lobster can't resist. In this natural taste test comparison, the slug squirts out an amino acid called taurine, which smells so tasty that the lobster drops the slug to chase the ink. Then other chemicals kick in, and the lobster starts acting wacky and confused, giving the slug time to make an escape. Of course, the slug is much slower than the lobster, so it buys even more getaway time by making its ink extra sticky. It goops up the lobster's antenna. And not only does this distract the lobster as it tries to clean itself off, but the ink's neurological effects are longer lasting.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.